Good evening and welcome to the St. Petersburg by Night Podcasting Network. Tonight we present to you our Vampire the Masquerade Chronicle. Don't get caught.
And welcome to St. Pete by Night Twitch channel, where we play St. Petersburg by Night, a massive multiplayer tabletop role-playing game set in the world of darkness, where we play Vampire the Masquerade, Hunter the Reckoning, and Werewolf the Apocalypse. My name is Crafty Mirage. You can find me on all social media at Crafty Mirage, and I am one of the storytellers here on St. Pete by Night. Make sure to check out St. Pete by Night on all major social media platforms. We're on Twitter, we're on TikTok, we're on Instagram, we're on YouTube, but you should check us out on our website, stpetebynight.com, where we have our city map, our storyteller profiles, we have the games that are being run, and we have our one-of-a-kind threat meter that shows the actions of all the tables affecting the city in real time. If you aren't already a subscriber here on Twitch, you should go ahead and hit that follow button and catch up on our past episodes. And if you're interested in playing with us, come join our Discord server and be a part of our amazing community. Today we are playing St. Pete by Night Don't Get Caught, one of the many chronicles here on St. Petersburg by Night. Let's introduce our players, starting with Avery.
Hi, I'm Zumi. I play Avery Wright, the Bruja.
So I am Judica, and I'll be playing Gwendo, the Copper Gang Girl.
Krazes, I'll be playing Rex Elias Nosferatu.
I'm Jay, I'll be playing Valerie Monette, the Up on the Rise Ventru.
In our last session, our coterie got back together after having gone through and done some personal errands of their own, and they went to investigate the sewers by the first murder location that they had been sent to investigate and look into. They went through and followed a swarm of rats, thanks to the animal talents of our Nosferatu Rex. They followed the swarm to a cistern in the sewers that unveiled a mass of 10 bodies that were in various states of bloated decomposition. The coterie panicked briefly and, unsure of what to do, called Marcos to see if they could potentially get a cleanup down there. And when they were in the process of bagging up the bodies in trash bags, River caught sight of something further into the tunnel. The coterie turned to investigate, and both Avery, Valerie, and River were forced to flee as sheer terror hit their hearts and their souls and their beasts, and they fled the sewers without through no volition of their own. Rex and Gwendale managed to resist whatever supernatural power this creature was presenting, but made the seemingly wise decision to make a tactical retreat out of the sewers. We find ourselves that same night. Avery, you finally finished running. And we're going to resolve something that happened off camera at the end of last week's session. Avery, you find yourself running. And finally, you feel yourself stop because you're feeling confident that you have run a safe enough distance away from what scared you. But you are at four hunger. Now, Avery, off camera, what happened off camera is that Avery rolled a bestial failure on her hunting roll. So, Avery, how did your evening begin? How did your hunt begin?
Well, considering my predator type, the first thing I would have done was, you know, catch an Uber back to the
Okay.
Because I was running around in the sewer around dead bodies, so I'm sure I smell amazing.
Okay.
So after Haven you know, taking a shower, cleaning up, using Valerie's stuff and changing back into my regular clothes, I would have gone to a local hangout.
Okay.
Where I could have found food.
All right.
To take back to their place or a hotel.
So I will say that you were able to take this individual to a hotel. And that's the last thing you remember is entering the hotel with this individual. The next thing you remember, with two bestial failures, as you wake up, you come out of the dark fog that you had found yourself in, feeling your beast having taken over. And you find yourself in the hotel room on top of a dead body. The individual,
did I drain him?
The individual is completely drained. So go ahead and join what we like to call the No Hunger Club.
We'll see how long that lasts.
So you are full. You haven't been full in a very, very, very long time, to the point that you don't remember. You kind of don't remember what it was like. But now we have, but as that satisfied feeling goes away, you realize you're on top of a dead body in a hotel. And this guy is drained. What are you going to do?
Not freak out. Definitely take a few breaths. Kind of calm, clear my head. And just be like, okay. Find my phone, call Marcos, because she doesn't know who else to call at this moment. Definitely not the coder.
The phone rings a couple times before finally. What's up?
I fucked up.
I hear that going around a lot tonight. How did you specifically fuck up, Miss Wright?
Don't call me Miss Wright. A little hungrier than I thought I was. I need a disposal.
Disposals don't come without a price, ma'am.
I understand. But I don't know what else to do. Can't leave it here.
Consider yourself in debt to Mr. DeLeon and the cartel. We'll let you know when we need a favor. Where give us just send the address and the and wherever it is, and we'll take care of it.
Sure thing. Yep.
And you just hear a click. Marcos does not sound happy over the phone tonight.
Ooh. Yep. Just gonna send the information real quick. Remember the room. Try to pick up any of her stuff. Make sure she doesn't leave any of her belongings. And she's gonna make her way out.
All right.
Back to the Haven. The whole time gripping her steering wheel. Like, she's really trying to keep it under control.
Okay. You make your way back to the Coterie Haven, where the rest of your group has gathered. Everyone else, you guys made your way back to the Haven in various different manners. Valerie, since you and River both went sprinting, you probably also had to pick up a Lyft or an Uber service back to the Haven. Whereas Gwendale and Rex likely got a ride back from Nyx since you were close by. Rex, I know that in your downtime you would have texted Marcos to not go down, to not have his guys go down there.
Right. Well, I wanted to be like, yo, scary monster, don't do that.
He'll send a response back that his boys are on standby. And to just say when.
Okay. Yeah, I'll mention that we bailed on site, so like it's probably going to take a minute or a day, whatever.
Okay. Well, you guys find yourself, you guys got to the Haven back before Avery, and Avery returns about like an hour after the rest of you. So, Avery, you find yourself back at the Haven full. And the rest of your coterie has gathered there as well. And the scene is yours, everyone.
Yeah, Avery is just going to walk in and just sit on the couch. Quiet.
Valor, do you want to make a wits and investigation check for me real quick?
Why not? Sure. I sure do love those rolls. I just closed my sheet. No! There we go. Okay. The wits investigation. Did I actually get a chance to hunt myself?
What hunger were you at?
I was at 4.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You all did your hunting checks right after, so you, like, the session was over. Avery was the only one that had to get resolved because she got the bestial failure, but the rest of you did just fine. The rest of you did fine on it. Okay.
Three successes.
Valerie, that top looks familiar. Those pants look those shoes even look familiar. You think those came from your closet?
As in, Valerie kind of takes a moment, just looks over. I didn't take that you were in need of clothing that bad. If you were that desperate, you could have just asked.
You can have your clothes back. They're probably a little dirty. My bad.
You can keep them. I don't think I'm not really in that dire of a need for them. You're fine. Assume you had some running any difficulties. It seems like you were out for quite some time, or is that just how you hunt?
You know, the way I hunt can take a while. She just...
All right.
Not meeting anyone's eyes.
Avery, go ahead and make a manipulation and subterfuge roll, and the rest of you, if you would like, can make a wits and insight on Avery.
All right.
Sorry, I get excited because I don't have any hunger.
Yeah, that's the Zero Hunger Club's fun.
Yeah, let's go.
This what? Is the same night.
What is wits and what?
Wits and insight.
No. No, it's not worth it.
One success. What did you get, Valerie?
Two.
Two? And Avery, what did you get? One. All
one.
Right. Gwendale, what did you get?
Gwendale is on its way. Computer is quite slow this time. It was wits
and the insight. Other one.
And insight. Ah, okay. That should be fun.
All right.
I invented it.
Two successes.
Avery.
Yep.
How's Avery presenting right now?
Kind of nervous. Yep. Struggling with the guilt.
All right. So you guys, all of you, Rex maybe not so much. Rex, I'll say you can sense that there's something off. But not the fine details, but Valerie and Gwendale are able to tell that Avery is averting her gaze. She's a little nervous and looks guilty.
So, Avery, you know we're all friends here.
Are we?
Yes. Yes, we are. So, tell us, what happened exactly? Because you seem like afraid of something. But you know it's a place of peace and when we can all express ourselves. So please tell us what happened. So we don't have to find out later.
She glances at Valerie. She's like, I just, you know, went and ate.
You're normally, how I know you, Avery, you're normally not scared of anything, nor nervous, nor ever feeling guilty about much, to be honest. So, something is off. You want to talk about it, you can. If you made a mistake, someone here might be able to help you. Otherwise, if it comes up to bite us in the ass later, I'll be
okay. Quite upset. But Valerie... You can't judge me. You can keep your judgy look to yourself. Just because you think you're the mom of the group.
Well, you know, if there's nothing to judge, we don't have to judge. So go ahead and tell us, please. We are dying to know. I mean, we're already dead at that point, but still.
Feeding didn't go quite as planned.
So, can you define for us calm?
What? Huh?
Go ahead.
I had to call Marcos for a disposal.
So, right.
On one hand, I feel great. On the other hand, I feel super guilty and bad, and now I owe the cartel a favor. So there's that.
At least it sounds like it was dealt with. Valerie just kind of looks dumb with this situation, like just looking off, trying not to like, trying to keep their composure and just, it's okay. It's all right.
Well, if they want you to do some drug running or something, I can help you out with that.
Yep. I didn't think I could call you all. I don't think we know, because what? We'd just end up calling Marcos anyways, right? So,
I mean,
we could have help, you know.
Okay.
There's a known body, a pile of bodies we could have contributed to.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how would we get it out of the hotel and back to that spot without Big Eyes, scary monster coming after us, knowing that we know where their disposal place is now?
I mean, we could just put it that, whatever, it's neither here nor there.
Yeah,
good to consider what ifs.
I mean, well, now it's
it happened. It's taken care of. I can officially label myself a monster. So,
welcome to the club, I guess.
Anyways, any idea what that thing was?
No fucking clue.
Anyone with dots in a cult can roll an intelligence and a cult roll. The difficulty is 4. Because you are fledglings, it's a higher DC.
Can I rouse the blood?
Can you rouse the blood? Yes, you can.
I'm going to also rouse the blood.
Yes, you can rouse the blood if you want to.
How do you rouse the blood?
You have to make a rouse check.
All right.
And then that gives you +2 dice on an attribute of your choice for the scene. If you want to switch...
I use rouse and then character?
You just do a rouse check.
Okay, because I have 3 options.
I'm going to spend a willpower because I'm so close.
So, Gwendale and Valerie, you get 1. You get hungrier from your rouse checks, I can see on here. And so then it's you can add 2 dice to your intelligence pool.
All right.
So then you would just roll your intelligence and your occult. You can only do this roll if you have dots in occult.
So I have rouse for nothing.
Okay, then if you don't have dots in a cult, then you don't need to.
Okay, so I won't.
For using willpower, all you reroll all fails, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Except for hunger dice.
I got 4 successes.
Yay!
Valerie. COVID was an interesting time. When you were over in Tampa, but mainly because you guys couldn't go out a lot. But it gave you an opportunity to learn things about being a kindred from your sire. And one of the things you remember is how she educated you, how Agnes talked to you about the importance of balancing your humanity and the beast within you. Because if you were to just fully give in to the beast, you lose every piece of you that is human and just become the monster that you are. You know that kindred who fully abandon their humanity become something that is known as a wight. They are kindred who have just abandoned all emotional ties and have fully given in and hunt and kill without remorse. They are an animal, and they seek only to feed themselves and nourish themselves. With 4 successes, you know that whites are extremely dangerous to the masquerade. And you know that they are formidable to deal with. And that they aren't as stupid and mindless as some people think they are. They are capable of being conniving and clever and intelligent.
I'll share the information with the coterie. I'll say, it seems that our suspect here are probably the one behind it all. Is probably going to move now, considering that they aren't, it's in just some unintelligent beast. It knows that we found its lair. It's probably going to try and move it, try and hide, make sure that we can't find it again. So it would be difficult to find it now. But at least we know what we're dealing with. What is our target? A white, a creature that hunts to hunt, lost itself. Could use that to our advantage. If we just find what it wants, what it, where it hunts, or maybe its next target, it will be easy to ambush.
So this thing is smart enough to be able to do the, like, know where Anarch territory is and target the Barons like we thought?
It might not just be targeting the Anarchs and the Barons. It could just be that it knows this territory is easier to hunt in. The Camarilla would definitely be a lot more pressing down on this than the Barons. It would be easier to hunt down here.
Mm.
Or up here.
Yeah, so they're more smart because of their way to know the land and how to hunt. It's not about, like, skimming or something, right?
Yeah, it's, I mean, they still are more of a beast, but, I mean, even beasts can be intelligent. They know where to hunt. They know how to hunt. They know how to ambush their prey. Though, it's interesting because there is a... something odd. This creature was taking those bodies to that pit, to that area. However, why did it leave bodies behind? Why would it gather the bodies to begin with, and why would it leave some behind?
Maybe it, like, remembers enough to be able to get some kind of lust for revenge. Maybe we should look into any kindred that have disappeared that was an Anarch.
What we could do is, like, make a file using the video we collected, with the body cam. And then maybe we can show it to, for example, Marcos or maybe even the Baron. Maybe they knows who that person could be, that thing.
Actually, we do have an image of it. And the more
people we trust,
we can show who they are. And perhaps if we can find out who they were beforehand, it might perhaps
exactly.
Motive.
I mean, we have footage, so...
Yeah, it might show us, like, any patterns that they might be still willing to go certain places.
Hmm. Well, we know it sticks around water, but if it's aware that that we are aware of it now, do you think it'll change its hunting patterns?
It'll probably, if I were to guess, it probably will avoid more active places now, try to lay low, but still probably resides primarily in the sewers.
I doubt that it will stop hunting. I mean, these beasts, that's what they live for, is for satiating their desires. So I doubt they will stop fully hunting, but can't really reliably make a guess on how its activities are going to go now, considering that this is a something unpredictable. This is not something that works off logic. It works off instinct and primitive nature.
Yeah, so I guess, hazard to guess, there's two ways to go that it might go. It might go, like I said, lay low and maybe just hunt where it can. It hasn't been targeting and displaying any of its kills lately anyway. Or it could go the opposite route and become even louder and pissed that we found it and got away.
Well, we can't. We'd be in trouble if that happened.
Yes, exactly. This is why we need to share what we know. So I'm going to meet with Nyx and make a nice and very interesting package of all the information we have. Will be presented in a nice way, so our dear Baron can read it, watch it, and give us some intel.
Nyx is in the kitchen, kind of just sitting at a stool like normal. River's actually seated down for once, kind of just like still in the process of calming down from the whole experience. And for once, Nyx is actually the one kind of just like pouring him something to drink. Cause he, like, you can, like, if you can, if you all look at River, anytime he reaches for the glass, you can see his hands still shaking slightly, just trembling a little bit. And Nyx is kind of just like giving him like back pats and just being like, stiff drink, you'll forget all about it. And, but she'll look over to you, Gwendale, and, start pulling out her laptop to just extract what footage you guys got from the your trip down to the sewers, and she'll start working on that to get it out to get it for you guys.
So while she's doing it, while Nyx is working, later on I will meet with her. And I'll prepare something like I used to do for my clients. So I'll make a file for each and every one of you. And here we go.
So what's our next move then?
Well, our next move is to meet with the Baron.
Or at least get Marco's information. I mean, this is a good step to investigate this. However, still, we are in a position where this thing we will have to confront and we will have to fight and kill. So we will have to look into ways to improving our odds there with fighting this. Cause I can't really, I won't be able to do all that much against this thing. I don't have any fire bullets and whatnot.
We could try calling. Like, I know Nyx is the sweeper of Palm. We haven't met the sweeper from here. We could try seeing if Marcos can hook us up. That might help.
I think they would make us have to owe them something or be upset we called upon them. They did ask us to do it, but.
Well, I mean, they were gonna send us back up when we were originally down there.
More to clean up the bodies as opposed to getting the target.
True. I mean, they might not be too mad. I did help out not too long ago to try to get the cops off everybody's back. So maybe they'll be more favorable. Rather than you owe us.
Yeah, maybe favorable to you.
We all make mistakes.
I'm just saying, nearly 9 years, and I was doing pretty good.
Well, you could continue to sit here and mope and be sad about it, or you can try and pick yourself up and do better next time. Make sure you do better.
Okay, so, Mom.
I'm sure there's always room for improvement. Avery, you're gonna be all right. I'm going to pat on the shoulder.
Thanks. I'm just more concerned on what the cartel is gonna ask me to do.
Well, I'm sure they're going to ask you to kill somebody or kidnap somebody.
Not that bad.
That's not helping.
It's probably just going to be some drug running or something. It's not going to be too bad. Just really risky.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That'll land you in jail if they find you. That's it.
Which, by the way, go ahead and add the 1-dot flaw prestation debts.
Prestation debts?
Yep. To your sheet.
There's no use worrying about right now, but...
As long as I'm just dealing with, you know, Marcos and not anyone else, it should be fine, right?
I think you're worse off with Marcos than if the odd one is something from you.
Also, you know that cartel is more than one person, so I think
I understand that, but I have a feeling that Marcos is the one that runs everything.
The Baron is running everything.
Right, but I'm saying, like, our contact, though, has been Marcos.
Yeah.
Or, like, he'll send you on something that's actually dangerous or important, you know, something
they can do.
De Leon might be more likely to send you on something more frivolous.
Anyway, I'm gonna...
Freaking cigar run? Just a hop skip over to Cuba and grab some? I don't know.
Hey, it's not illegal to have Cubans in Florida anymore. They lifted the embargo. You can get Cubans in Florida.
All right. I think cigar the least of your problem. I don't want to,
Can't imagine what else he'd want from me.
Like a drug run, something?
I think she's talking about another taste.
Oh.
I was being sarcastic. It's probably just going to be a drug run. Dude.
Yeah.
Either way, just give me a call, Avery. I'll tell you what's what whenever you do have to do that favor. Anyway, I'm going to try to, like, Google these people that we discovered. Maybe, hopefully, I'll find something.
Okay. Go ahead. You're going to be Googling, so go ahead and give me an intelligence and investigation roll.
I'll help you if you want. Do you want my help, Rex?
Sure.
Yay.
Working together as a coterie, yay.
It'll cost you $5.
No.
Screw it. I'll spend it both.
Spend a will. Oh,
that's better.
Six.
That's better.
Six with a nice. With a six. Six with a crit. That is very impressive. So, a thing about Florida is, it's very easy to get information in Florida. That's why Florida Man is a thing, as we have stressed many times, in various streams on this. This game. Florida Man exists because of how easy it is for the press and the public to get information from the government and from the police. So, when you start putting in names from the IDs that you've picked up, you are able to find that the 7 IDs that you picked up from the sewers of the individuals from down there are all people who have gone missing in the last month, just after you had explored the sewers the first time, which would explain why you didn't run into them when you initially explored.
Okay, so since the first killing till now, so is that just reported missing? Because like
people,
I think...
it's people who have been reported missing. So all 7 of these names that you have put in are all individuals that have been reported missing with the police department in the past 30 days. So all 10, like, it's safe to assume that all 10 bodies all died within the last 30 days alone.
Not to be too meta here, but I think last session you said one of them has been since June?
I might have misread my notes, but these bodies were all meant to have been disappeared within the last 30 days, which is why you didn't initially run into any the first time you were exploring the sewers.
Okay, that works. All right.
So this thing was laying low already. If team is at least taking food back to its lair instead of just leaving it out.
I'd also like to see if maybe any of these people at all might have any connections whatsoever to the cartel or kindred, but that might be too far to extend with that one check and might be more of a actual.
That would be a different role altogether. It would be an intelligence and streetwise role to see if any of the faces you recognize are individuals who run with gangs.
I could still do that. So yeah, if you want.
Yeah, go ahead and roll. All right.
You should put a jacket around your router.
Go ahead and roll your intelligence and streetwise. Oh boy.
Total failure.
Total failure.
We're gonna go ahead and spend another one.
Okay. Willpower. How much willpower do you have left? Because it's still the same night.
After this, it will be 2 left.
Okay.
2 successes.
2 successes. None of them look familiar to you. But then again, you're not from this area, too, so you still don't know a lot of the movers and shakers of this area. You do know what you have been able to gather is that just 2 of them worked for the Public Works Department.
Okay.
And that's because they had information on them that could trace them back to the Public Works.
Okay, so for whatever reason, even though our suspect might not be having their public displays of hunting, they've changed their style and are now doing these more private feedings and then putting them all in this pile. So maybe something happens that scared it or something. Or it got its message across and it felt satisfied. We don't know.
We don't know. That's why we need to ask Marcos or someone who knows. Because I'm sure that, the cartel has many, many, many people in their network. So I'm sure that one way or another they were able to find out.
As you say that, Nyx walks over having just printed an image from her laptop, and sets down on the coffee table a still of the white that you encountered on the table. And you have now just an image, a reference image of this white.
Is it a full body image?
She did what she could to clear it up as much as possible, but it was dark. You were wearing like it's in like night vision, and like all that stuff. So it's like in gray, like green scale. So it's you can't make out any colors like of the hair or the complexion or anything. You see that and whatever light you had pointed at her was reflected in her pupils, kind of like when you catch like the light reflects off a cat's eyes in the dark.
What I'm more interested in is what are those? Does she have any shoes?
She is, you can see that in the photo, she is wearing sneakers. She is wearing jeans, and she's wearing just a basic t-shirt. But it's all, like, it's just a basic colored t-shirt, doesn't have any graphics on it or anything, and she looks very dirty.
Okay.
Well, I mean, considering that this was kind of going unnoticed, it would make it more difficult if this thing was trying to lie low it will probably continue to do so or flee somewhere else now. I mean, it would be good to ask both the cartel, De Leon, and also perhaps Pharaoh, or more importantly, Nyx, probably. Not our Nyx, the other Nyx. They probably know more than Pharaoh does, at least in terms of the injured, especially ones in the sewer. And this, would I be wrong to assume this kind of, I can tell this looks like a Nosferatu? It's like,
it does not look like a Nosferatu. If it was a Nosferatu, the kindred would have looked a lot more grotesque. This looks like a normal girl, but just a lot more bestial and dirty. But she looks like an average person. Just feral.
Yeah, Gwendale, if you could get that package or whatever you wanted to do fit together, so I can send a copy to, or we can send a copy to Marcos, that'd be great.
Well, yeah, I've planned to give each and every one of you one package, and I'll send the package to Marcos.
Was it just Tarpon Springs and Palm Harbor that were having issues, or was it?
There's that other barony down south.
The barony.
Suffering as well.
Yeah, the other barony was also, all the Anarch territories were suffering from this, including the Dune Eden barony. So yeah, the barony of Dune Eden was also having issues.
Right, so I know we've got our, that thing, but we've only talked to Sebastian and to Ian, so why don't we talk to the co-barons?
Well, because, you know, we are working for Baron de Leon, so the most professional things to do is first to inform our client and then inform the other.
I wasn't talking about informing them. I mean, like, go check out their issues that they were having, too, because, like, that's a big area for just one. I mean, it's probably just one, but I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, I did suspect it's possibly two. I mean, if it's a white, like we suspect, then that seems kind of hard, but who knows? Maybe whites can coordinate.
Okay, so why don't we meet and send the info package to the Baron, and then we may add up that we suspect there are two of them? And ask if it would be worthwhile to inquire somewhere else.
My thing is we found one cistern, whatever, filled with bodies from the last month. Where before that, they were just finding bodies here and there, randomly, but not close together, I don't think. I don't know. I didn't read the file, really. I'll be honest.
Rex, are you still on the website for... Would you say that you're still on the website where you can see a list of missing peoples?
Yeah, I'd say my phone's still on it. I was just like looking away at the moment.
Can you give me another wits and investigation as you're absently... as you look back at your phone?
Sure. One success.
I'll say that even with the one success, as you're scrolling through the missing persons website, like part of the like website that you're on, there's a lot. There's a lot of missing people that are reported in this area.
What I'm trying to say is we found one cistern, but what if there's other piles of bodies just in the sewers randomly around in all the baronies?
I mean, if this white's really just drinking the drink, then there's possibly quite a bit, yeah.
I think it's a possibility. It's a very high one. But, I think our next course of action should be to meet with the Baron, because we can present what we found, And then we can ask for, you know, more support, more whatever we need. Because we think that, you know, we might suspect that there are other cisterns like this one we found.
Well, let me just start by texting Marcos. I'll just say, hey, we're going to send you some pics. We're going to send you some info that we got. And try to schedule us a meeting. Let's just start with that, I think.
A meeting with Marcos?
Tell Marcos we got some stuff. We want to meet with Mr. De Leon. I'm sure he can't just meet us right away.
So you're texting Marcos?
I'll start texting Marcos and just be like, we're going to send you something whenever Gwendale's done assembling that. But it's just like, we'd like to get a meeting with Mr. De Leon about it.
So you get a response back pretty quickly that it states Mr. De Leon is currently away with family. And it'll be about a week before he returns.
I'll just respond that's fine. Just ASAP would be nice.
The phone rings, and it is Marcos's name on the screen.
Hi.
All right. I don't like texting too much. Call me old-fashioned. But, so what the fuck is going on right now?
So I'll put it on speaker. We think we came across we definitely think it's our target, but we think it's a white...
One second. You hear him push a few buttons on the screen. Like, you hear the tapping of, like, fingers on his screen, on his phone screen. All right. Go ahead. We're good. You can talk freely now.
Oh, okay. Encryption or something. Sorry. Yes, we think we found our guy or girl. We think it's a white.
Not think, we know it's a white.
We know it's a white.
We know it's a white. Excuse me.
And we have picture and shooting of it. And we will send it to you. I will assemble a file with all the information we found and all the... I'll put on a USB the image, the shooting we have. Everything we have, we'll send it your way in a file.
Yeah, we got at least two videos that show her directly. Mm. And we'll show the other ones for context, too.
I don't think you guys understand how bad this is. You hear, like, you actually hear a little bit of nervousness in his voice as he's talking over the line. Those things aren't really good to fuck with. I've seen a couple in the time I've been around with Mr. De Leon. Some guys that basically, like, you know how there's the Camarilla, there's the Anarchs, the Sabbat.
Mm-hmm.
They were around, they were the dominating presence for a long time down in Miami when I was first brought in to the lifestyle, as it were. And Sabbat liked to play dirty and use those guys a lot. And they can kill a lot of guys. They can kill a lot of you guys, too.
So what I'm hearing is that we're going to need increased support to make sure we can get the job done for the good of everyone.
What I'm telling you is I'm not sending my guys and my resources down to deal with something that we don't have the capability of dealing with. This is something that only you guys can deal with.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
So you cannot...
And by you guys, I mean kindred.
Kindred, all right. But can you... I mean, you cannot assist us with manpower, all right? But can you assist us with, I don't know, something like... Not guns, but, you know, maybe special bullets, maybe something that's... Anything that could give us an edge to deal with it.
That would be a... Things that are special ordered like that tend to have to be dealt with carefully.
Yes.
Does that stuff actually work on us, though? Like phosphorus rounds or whatever?
There are things that can work on you guys. Yeah, there are things that can be used against you guys. Generally, where you gotta be careful about acquiring them because, well, if you go through proper channels, you end up on a list.
I'm already on a list.
Miss Wright, it's a list that none of us want to be on because it's the federal list.
Exactly. We're not talking about the Craigslist, all right? We're talking about something
serious. It's a list that would risk you guys, would risk the cartel, would even risk the guys down south. And while we don't like the people down south, generally, none of us want these type of feds coming in. Because these type of feds know about us.
Look, Marcos, I understand the... gravity of that situation, but are you really telling me that you can't provide anything to assist us in any sort of...
I'm saying that the things that I would have to acquire for you guys would take time, would take favors, and not even favors with the cartel. I'm talking favors with other people of our lifestyle.
Right, but maybe you can argue the fact that... The threat.
Well, he obviously can't give us stuff, so.
The threat that is threatening every one of us.
Mr. Gwendell, I understand what you're saying. This is a threat, yes, but it's not. I'm saying that if you're asking us in the cartel to get these things for you, it's going to take time.
I think none of us argued that it would need to be right now, or at the very least, not even these kind of weaponry, just anything that can provide us better assistance, hell, even better funding would be beneficial to all of us. You have to understand that in our current way, if I imagine Sebastian wouldn't be too happy if he found out that you didn't provide any assistance with this matter, knowing the threat of this danger, and if all these bodies were to just get out.
And what I'm saying is that I can't approve of certain things that Mr. De Leon would have to have approval over. The things you are asking me to acquire for you, that's stuff the boss handles. I'll get you your meeting with Mr. De Leon, but like I said, he's away with family right now.
Yeah, let's not poke too much on Marcos here.
But it doesn't have to be right now, you know? I mean...
The longer we wait, the more bodies are going to go missing and the more it's going to bring attention to this area. So, no, we don't have time to wait for special weapons.
Yeah, it's been like that for quite a long time, so...
Yeah, and bodies keep piling up. We saw a literal pile of bodies. So we can't wait however long for special weapons. Their best bet is to let the Barons know what's going on and see if they can give us any kindred backup. Because obviously...
Yeah, that's why I was about to ask, if you don't mind. Marcos, is there any way we could get connections with our Barony sweeper? Maybe we could talk with them and they might be able to help us more directly.
I can reach out to Savannah, and if she's not too busy in her lab, she can potentially offer some supports. She can do things that you guys generally can't do. She's
right.
She's I don't know if I mentioned it before. She's a Duskborn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Okay. Well.
Yeah, that might be a help. Marcos, if it's not too much of an issue, when we do send you those pictures, if you could possibly try to figure out, since she's definitely kindred, if you could figure out if she's from our barony, if she's potentially someone you might have known, that would be a big help in finding out what her MO is. As
you got her picture right now.
We'll send you a more detailed one, but I've got a. Do you have that ready, Gwendale?
Yeah, there is a picture on the coffee table that you could potentially mm-hmm. like, and Nyx okay. has a.
Nyx, so I'm going to take a picture with my phone and send it to Marcos.
A couple minutes go by, and you hear the tapping on the phone. I don't know this chick. Generally, we meet everyone that comes like that of the lifestyle that comes through here.
All right, but maybe someone knows. Just
so tell someone you what down I, south, not too south, obviously.
Tell you what I can do. I can get in contact with other guys in the other baronies. And I can send them the photo, see if they know, if their people know anything. And if they know anything, I'll let you know. But I can't get any information on people that are further south. Further south would require a different contact.
Yeah, I suspect that they're an anarch, so it shouldn't be that big of a deal, but we'll see.
Yeah, what makes you think they're anarch?
Well, if they're know enough about the baronies, that even as a white, they're still willing to do targeted kills, and stay within our borders. I highly doubt that it's a Cam, I highly doubt that it's a Cam agent that turned white that was sicked on us or something. I don't think the Cam are dirty enough to do that.
Could be, as bad as it may be and as much as they've been stamped out, you have already mentioned it, it could be the Sabbat.
Yeah, it could be a Sabbat.
Techniques.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be.
Maybe the.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, it was maybe they're like sowing chaos, and in hoping to start a new war between the Tianak and the Cam.
Is a white smart enough or there enough to do that?
Maybe it's just one revenge and is going to do that, or maybe there's a puppet master.
St. Petersburg by Night is brought to you through collaborations with our partner vendors, Wolfpack Dice, Ember Fox Dice, Dragon Ink Dice, Vera the Bard, Champs Tramps, Pantry Artista, Chromatic Creations. Links to our partnered vendors, as well as our Twitch and YouTube channels, can be found on our website, stpetersburgbynight.com. The official theme song for St. Petersburg by Night is Vampire by Faith and Failure. You can find them at faithandfailure.com. You can follow St. Pete by Night on all socials with the hashtag St. Pete by Night. If you wish to support our program, you can do so at ko-fi.com/St. Pete by Night to help keep the stories rolling.
So, Valerie, with your successes from earlier, I will say that you know that whites are intelligent, but intelligent in a way a predator is intelligent?
I would say it would know that the Anarch territory is definitely easier to pick on than the Camarilla territory. It has the intelligence of a predator. It knows where its best hunting grounds will be, the best techniques to get its prey. So it's most likely to assume that this creature has a motive, or at least, even if it is the Sabbat perhaps coerced it to be at least in this area. And predators still care about survival and easy choice of food. However, there's nothing else to support this theory other than that it had been done before. It's one of their techniques, so we can't put too much credit on it. Right now, it's more important that we find this next move and find a way to ambush it. If it is a predator, it's still some sort of beast. And a beast can be corralled, can be pushed into a certain route. And if we can get it and on our terms, we will stand a much better chance of beating it than just being in its lair.
Well, that's great, but we're going to have to keep in mind that it made us run.
When I felt that too, seeing its creature's eyes and looking into it has stoked that fear. As much it would be difficult to fight it without ever looking into its eyes, but it is possible now that we know what we need to avoid. It being ambushed like that, none of us could help but stare into his face, trying to get a glimpse of what we're dealing with.
Valerie, give me a intelligence and occult roll.
I'm still riding the rouse the blood earlier, right?
Yes.
Oh, I should have used that earlier. Then. Oh well.
Only two successes.
Two successes. That's okay. Two successes is enough. Now that you've calmed down and thought about it, and having brought up that Avery bringing up that ability, you stop to think for a moment, and what you experienced with that ability is something that you felt before from your sire. Your sire had this unnatural ability to just stare down people and leave them practically pissing themselves in fear just from a simple look. It's an ability that she explained was special to those of more alluring talents of the blood.
Did I know it required eye contact or just them staring at the person?
It was, but like, it was mostly the way that the ability, like, it would work for her is that all you had to do was look at her. Even if you weren't making eye contact, all you had to do was kind of just look at her, and you just couldn't help but feel that horrifying fear.
And it was something that she had to activate, right? Wasn't there something that she always
She always said, she always did explain to you that it was a talent of the blood that she was capable of, that you could have been capable of if you set your mind to it. But you were always more of the type to manipulate with your domination talents. You like to manipulate minds, and you also like to steal your own mind. Whereas she preferred to use her allure as well as her manipulations of the mind.
Then I'll explain. Yeah, I know of what she used, that ability. It would be difficult. Just looking at her will cause that feeling of fear to arise. However, it has to be something that they conjure up. They consciously do. If we were to ambush this individual, it would give us a little bit of time to go for the kill before they try and make us run. And if we get, if even if they aren't killed quick enough by us, if we damage them enough, we might not even need all of us to finish them off if they take the time to conjure that up and to invoke fear in all of us.
Is Marco still on the phone?
Marco still is still on the phone.
Right. So, I think, yes, it would be a better idea, a good idea to inform our Baron when we can. What's going on, but also I still think that we need to
contact the sweeper.
Check out the other barony that we haven't looked at yet. And even go back to Palm Harbor.
You would think, though, Nyx would have a solid idea if anything like that existed during that Nyx is, well, the whole area specialty is down there, and they have even rats to inform them where things
well,
are.
Well, we were just north of the border, if I recall.
So, yeah, but if Nyx patrols the,
Harper Springs.
Yep. No. Palm Harbor.
Palm Harbor? Oh, I'm missing that.
If Nyx is keeping track of Palm Harbor and is, like, in the sewers and speaks with rats, it's possible that the White knows that that's not a good area to store bodies.
Possibly.
I don't know.
But the thing is, it doesn't seem to be scared easily. So would it be scared from Nyx?
There's just too much traffic in the sewers, I mean.
If Nyx was being aware of it, Nyx would have definitely let us know they've seen a suspicious individual like that. So.
Right.
Sewers are complex. That's all I can say. She might have missed it. White might just be smart enough to be able to avoid Nyx, considering if it's predator v predator, I'd avoid territory too. So just as long as they know what hours someone will be awake or not in and out of there, they could have slipped completely past her. As long as she didn't store any bodies, like you said, could have just went straight into the next barony in Dunedin and dropped bodies there instead. I'm not sure if they have any active NOS there.
I don't know. I really think that we need to get in contact with the Barons in Dunedin and check out that area too.
So yeah, Marcos, you want us to send that info packet to them too, or you want us to just send it directly?
Send it to us first. Mm-hmm. The boss wants any information first.
Right.
These are an issue for all of us. If one of these gets too far south, it's a problem for everyone. So go ahead and send to the boss first. Wait a day, and then send it to Mr. Farrow, and I can arrange to have one sent to Mr. London and Miss Bennett.
All right, I'll prepare it, and I'll do as we said.
Yeah, should we?
And I'll have to get in contact with the boss's person in the neutral zone.
I was gonna say, should we inform the anarchs in the neutral zone?
No.
Wait, we're going to follow orders, and so. We're going to send first to our dearest Baron, and then we'll wait one day, and then we'll send.
The Barons will know.
Right.
The Barons will know, but under no circumstances should you tell this information to literally any other kindred. This is a problem that could potentially get Mr. Boogeyman down south involved.
Oh, hush.
And we don't want Mr. Boogeyman coming up here.
Nope, we don't.
Yeah, you got it.
So, I cannot stress this enough. Snitches get stitches.
Right. We agree on that.
Understood.
If the cam finds out, we're fucked.
Yeah, you got it.
And unfortunately, a lot of anarchs sometimes, and I'm not saying you guys, I'm just talking about like in the past, before even you guys got here, we had some chatty anarchs. They're not around anymore. You're not gonna ever find them walking around again. Capiche?
Yes, sir.
All right. Fine by me.
Glad we have an understanding.
Mm-hmm. We do.
I know it's kind of out of nowhere, but Crafty, can I use our venture ability coterie ability that we got about knowing something about Kindred to know something about this white that we made acquaintance with?
Okay. All right.
If you don't mind, Valerie, before we make that, I'm just gonna ask one more. Did you have any other questions for us or any suggestions, Mr. Marcos?
Mm-hmm. My suggestions for right now, until we can get the manpower, the firepower to deal with this. Mm-hmm. Patrol your territories. Patrol the domain. Patrol your domain. Patrol, if you can, patrol the actual territory that Mr. De Leon has. I'll have my guys patrol the domain as well. We need to keep our people that we trust on this to make sure that casualties are minimal for the most part. And to box it in, as it were, if it knows we're moving around, maybe it won't poke its head out as much.
Yes, sir.
As much as I say with Avery, it seems your ideas of night runs are actually going to be effective here.
I told you it was a smart idea.
Patrolling your turf is always a good idea, Miss Wright.
She makes a face at Valerie, like, told you so.
Did anybody else have any questions for Marcos? Because I'd like to hang up if we're gonna move on to like the using our abilities and stuff for that.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have any questions for Marcos here. I think
no more questions.
All right.
Avery doesn't want to piss him off anymore.
Miss Wright, your situation was taken care of. We'll be in touch, and he hangs up.
Oh, I was going to wish him good night, but okay.
Marcos, I think he's not in the mood.
he's had a rough night.
All right.
We all have.
Wonder why.
Okay, well, there goes my idea. I was going to be like, hey, if we're going to need Kindred power, might as well bring in Kindred. And I was thinking of one in particular, but...
All right, we can now use our in-game metagaming.
What is it that you're trying to discern?
Well,
what, so like what the ability
just said, you give us one piece of relevant information.
I'll quote the rule if you need me to.
Yes, I would love a quote, and I would actually just love it said on stream, just so that way we can educate people watching on certain coterie abilities that Vampire the Masquerade has available to, and why you shouldn't sleep on Ventru, because this is a Ventru coterie merit.
Yes. Right. So this is part of the player's guide book. There's a series of, like, if you have a certain clan member, and part of the homebrew of our server is that you have to have that member present in order to use the ability.
That is correct.
So the ability for Ventru that we spent two dots to get, there it is. Kindred Legacies, the Ventru, let's get to the actual mechanical part. Oh, no, that is it. Okay. Okay. However it manifests, once per session, a member of the coterie with a Ventru who has this merit may ask the storyteller to reveal a piece of relevant information about the history of a single vampire with whom they've come in contact.
Okay.
This could be something specific or, yeah, or something mysterious.
Okay. Based on the way that this kindred was both dressed and how their hair was styled and whatnot. Don't worry about that. Based on the way that this kindred was, from your observations of this kindred on looking at the photo, you're able to discern that this kindred had to have been embraced had to have been in the last 5 years, just following fashion trends alone. Because everyone knows, whenever you are embraced and you do any changes cosmetically to your hair or your skin, they revert the next night back to the way they were the moment you died. So based on just based on hairstyle trend alone, you can guesstimate that this kindred was at least embraced within the last 5 years. At most in the last 5 years.
Which stands to, that tells us two things. One, that this is not, it's still a powerful white, but not as bad as it could be, unless they've done some extreme act like the D word, as you said before, and also tells us that most likely this wasn't just by accident. It's very, I mean, normally one is in very touch with their human side when they are embraced. It takes a lot to lose that, especially to go to the point of being a white. So this may be an indicator that if this was a very sudden change, either this person's got a lot of baggage and a lot of history, or perhaps it's one of those Sabbat moments where they have took someone, they made them, turned them into a white or done something along those lines and unleashed them onto the territories.
That is the information you've been able to use. That is your meta information.
Meta.
No, it's called being an awesome venture that knows everything.
Cool.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So, this, if it's option one or someone with a lot of history, that should be very easy for us to find out who this is, maybe. At least finding out what the hell happened to them. But I think it's might be more likely, honestly, that it's the second option, that this might be a Sabbat issue if it is what's happening.
This is a Sabbat issue? That's what you said?
That's what I'm leaning more towards that. The other option is that they had a lot of baggage, lived a pretty fucked up life. Has some very terrible things happen in order to lose and touch their human side so quickly. 5 years is, we all know that's very short for us. To lose all yourself in 5 years, you're going to have to do quite a number of heinous shit very quickly. And most people don't do that just out of the blue. Nope. Especially in a short amount of time. Most time it's an accumulation of losing yourself bit by bit over time till you don't even see yourself anymore. Now it's this person just all of a sudden lost everything super quickly. So I think this is more likely that it's a Sabbat issue.
Yeah, makes sense that way.
So this means we have more than just are suspect here, and that we should need to keep a very close eye out for anyone else that could be related to this, because even if we take care of the problem now, if it is the bot, it's going to happen again.
Yes, that's what I was telling you.
So
that maybe there was a puppet master.
This white could just be a symptom of a problem, underlying problem.
That could very well be correct.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
Either that or somebody spiraled really fast.
If that's it should be easy to find. Because when people spiral, they usually make a mess of it. Especially if it involves killing of any sort, which is usually the fastest way to do so.
Could it possibly be an anarch from our territory that got maybe like, I don't know, tortured or something and forced into this state?
Could be from the Camarilla, could be from the neutral zone for all we know. It doesn't, if it's a bot, then it doesn't matter where they're from. All that matters that they grabbed someone, at least some knowledge of down here, took them over, broke their mind, took them down here, and set them loose in order to get something.
Possibly. I don't know.
But this does put emphasis on finding out who this was. It's of utmost importance now, because if it was someone that was taken, we would need to, it's very important that we find out who they were around last, who last seen them, so we can see if we can root out the source of the issue itself, or at least know, hey, if it's a Sabbat issue, or was it just someone that was quite troubled?
Well, either way, we've seen our monster. A monster who can make people afraid of it by some type of vampire power discipline. But the type of discipline it is does narrow down at least clans.
Not really.
Maybe.
I mean, if you like if they're only 5 years, within 5 years.
True.
And they're this bad, would they have had time to learn other disciplines from people from other kindred?
That if it was the Sabbat, they could have forced this individual to engage in the D word, the diablerize other kindred, and force them to keep gaining power. I wouldn't be very surprised that this kindred had diabolized something else. Even in its current state, it wouldn't be opposed to it, I imagine. The predator.
Maybe because it was forced to diabolize other kindred, it became what it became, what it is now.
I don't think that's necessarily the case, but I don't know enough about this shit to guess.
I don't know much about diablery, other than, you know, it's bad.
Yeah, me too.
But don't. We have no way to guess its level of strength, its what it's capable of. Because even we can't really guess a clan right now. It has the ability to, you know, grow claws, to be freakishly look like a monster, but it also has the abilities to make those afraid of it. And it's not a very easy talent to learn, from my knowledge. The kindred that I knew that had this was of higher generation than me. They had time to develop that. There's a lot of factors that come into what has caused it to gain that power.
Right. Yeah, but do you think that in 5 years it could have been able to learn this fast something without diabolizing someone?
I was going to ask Crafty, can we make a roll to see if we know if that's a possible combination of those disciplines to find out what clan that is?
Go ahead. I will say that anyone who has a cult can make this roll. So it would be an intelligence and a cult roll.
I got 4 successes.
Four successes? Okay. So.
It's potence and protein and presence, right? I think.
Yeah, protein presence.
One second. Where's my book?
You know what I like more than manipulating people? Knowledge.
One second. Let me go to the ability real quick. It's right here. Yep. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. So, did just Valerie roll?
I mean, I can make an attempt.
Yeah.
I don't have anything in a cult.
While you were out there studying the fist or whatever, I was out here getting knowledge and studying the books.
The fist?
The fist.
I don't know.
I am still Rouse the Blood too, I think.
Yes, so. You do. Oh.
Five successes.
So I'll say that Rex, based on what Valerie has explained, is the only way you're going to be able to piece this together. The fact that this is something that uses the vampire's natural allure, you can think of three clans. Toreador, Ventru, or Ministry. And that's what both of you are able to gather.
So none of those are Gangrel, at least the very base. So
to use presence?
Ministry Ministry have presence.
Right, but I mean, sort of Bruja.
Oh, right, and Bruja. And Bruja, my bad. I forgot about the Bruja. I rarely meet presence Brujas. And the Bruja.
I told you it wasn't Gangrel. No.
And the Bruja. Sorry.
Yeah, don't give us a pass here.
Do we know if any of them can also? Do we know if any of them can also do protean naturally?
Natural protean would be ministry.
Yeah, they can do the snake eye.
Okay.
So, the only one that has both those abilities naturally is ministry, and that would. It would be the best assumption for us to make at this point.
I will also say that both of you with four successes, there is one other clan that comes to mind that has the ability to do any disciplines. The Caitiff, the clanless.
That's also a very likely option. If it's something that was disregarded and left, it could very easily explain its descent or it being easily taken without being noticed.
Yeah, someone abandoned and doesn't know what's going on. That's entirely possible. A fast way to lose humanity.
Someone, embraced, realized that realized they weren't the same as them, and they're just like, nah, you're on your own.
You'd be surprised the actions of one sire would take, especially learning a caitiff is your spawn.
I don't see why. Like, I suppose if you're like way into like clan pride, I guess, but
it's more, a little more than that at times, but
yeah. It's that's what we call a dumpster baby.
Though it would still be a very it would still be a very fast descent.
A little
there.
Much, I'm sorry.
Even with the
sorry, I love Caitiff, so
it would still be very fast descent, even with being abandoned and lost. Like I said, to lose yourself that quickly, I was instructed the importance of holding on to oneself, and I have been seen more those who have lost a bit of their touch. And I know that most people will try to hold on to their human ties as closely as they can, even if they don't even know the importance of it. You imagine that such a fall happened so quickly, one must imagine something had to occur to cause that, whether that be a series of unfortunate events or outside influence.
Could torture do that?
Depends. I mean, the losing oneself isn't so much a mental thing that you get hurt and you suddenly lose a bit of yourself. It's more losing ties with your old self, I guess the way to describe it. So, torture of a psychological sort, perhaps, or hurting those that matter to you, that anchor you to who you were.
Losing people that anchor you to you, to who you were.
Oh. You mean like close relatives or something like that?
Lovers.
I mean, it can be a lot of different things. I don't know the exact everything behind it. I was just told to of the importance of those that really matter to you, those that remind you of who you were and what you were before you died.
But well, I mean, that, it could be, I mean, if it's a caitiff, it could be a caitiff that, you know, was picked because he's a caitiff, he has no one to, Messiah was left alone, made an easy prey, and then a sabbatic snatched him. And made him what it is. And just release it. And
it's still a lot of speculation here. That, I mean, yeah, narrowed down clans, sure, but like,
a clan could be very important to what this is.
Right, right. What I mean, like, what? Yeah, what was gonna be? Because I mean, that would help us on, you know, how we go about taking care of this problem. I just think it's going to take some more investigation to narrow it down even further.
Sure. I don't know about much about ministry, but maybe if we ask around, they might, if this is a ministry, if we ask around, they might know somebody who knows somebody. We could trace somebody back. If we need to find this person's MO, if anything.
Yeah, right, but let's say it's a ministry. Do you think that the ministry would like to find out that they've let like one of their own become a wife?
Yeah, good point. Especially since Marcos said it's for us to be brief.
Right.
We'll see what we can do after we get this meeting with Leon done.
I really don't think that there's anything else we can do until we've met with
Rex.
Right.
Your phone dings. It's a text from Marcos.
So, Rex, what are the news?
Boss says that he'll be ready to meet with you when he comes back, and you'll know when he's ready, because he'll summon you.
I'll text back, cool, thanks, Marcos.
So, our kindred have a meeting with the Baron, set for whenever he feels like it, and have an idea of what they're dealing with now, and are able to now start making preparations to deal with this threat. And that's where we're going to end our session tonight, which looks like it's a good time because it's starting to get a little glitchy on my end, people's cameras a little bit. So thank you so much for joining us today. Sorry for the shorter episode, but we've been, with the cold weather snap, we've been just experiencing nationwide just power outages and internet failure all over. Please stay safe out there. Thank you to my lovely players. Thank you to all of you watching, and we will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a St. Petersburg by Night production. Don't get caught. It's produced in agreement with the World of Darkness and Darkback. The storyteller for Don't Get Caught is Nikki. Tonight's characters were voiced by Izumi, Judicale, Grizzaz, and Jay. Visit our website at stpetebynight.com for more information about all of our productions and how you can become part of our community. Thank you for listening. Until next time, fangs, stakes, and claws out.